Hey everyone, how are you? I'm excited to be kicking off this 2019 with a brand new show sponsor. Very excited to welcome Joseph Meyer Club to the show. If you haven't heard about Joseph Meyer Club, head on over to josephmeyerclub.com right now and check it out. This they have a great product, this aftershave that I've been using. And it's really comes in a nice container, and it's got this foaming tip on it, just a little bit in your hand, and it's nice and clean. You know, if you ever used the liquid ones before, you can kind of make a mess, but this is a real clean and really easy to use, and smells awesome too. That's really a nice thing about it. So let alone is it moisturizing and alcohol based, so it helps heal up your skin if you happen to have any, you know, nicks and stuff, but smells great too. And right now, to let you try it, they're going to let you get 20% off for all my Rock Paper Podcast listeners. So at checkout, mention RPPJMC20 for 20% off. Again, RPPJMC20 at josephmeyerclub.com. And there's always free shipping, so keep that in mind. And yeah, tell them Shane sent you.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri, serving up all your favorite wine, whiskey, tequila, and local craft beers. Swing by and visit them this weekend, February 1st. One of my personal favorites, Cluster Pluck, is back at Naked Vine. And then on February 2nd, Melody Den will be out there on Saturday night. So, mark your calendar for those shows. Full events and details can be found at nakedvine.net. And mark your calendar also, February 12th, I return to Naked Vine with my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase, bringing along my good friends Ryan Chaney, Matt Hall, and Gabe Stroop. And that'll be a $5 cover, 7 o'clock show. Do not miss out on that one. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Can't wait to see you guys there. Again, everything at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And yeah, get out and support local live music. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is LL Manny, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with LL Manny.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
This is cool. I'm excited to be here. What's fun is, like, we've kind of known each other a while now.
Yeah, it's been like, 2-3 years now?
Something like that. Yeah. Which was kind of fun, like, because we met at work, and then we kind of got to, I guess it was somewhere in there, somebody said something about you you rapping, and I was like, I had no idea, and I'm like, and then I think I remember hearing, Fuego.
Esta Fuego.
And I remember hearing that, and like it started taking notice. But it's like it's crazy to see already, like what a, you know, like a year later or something, like that the progression you've made already and stuff. And
thank you.
So it's really cool to see already the growth that's happening. But anyway, I'm glad that we got introduced then, and now we could actually hang out and talk about what you're up to and stuff. So
yeah, something I really care about.
Yeah. But it's that's what's kind of fun about this, you know, just the networking and stuff. You never know where you're gonna meet some people, and what, and the people that come into your life, and what they're gonna, you know, bring to you and stuff. And but anyway, I just thought that was kind of fun. But I wanted to get to know a little more about LL Manny, because we've been, like I said, we've been friendly for a while, but we never really get to chance to really talk. You know, it's always like something crazy going on around when we were at work and stuff. And
working at a bar.
Yeah, right. But I guess you always growing up here in St. Louis, or?
Yeah, born and raised. I grew up in North City, on Kossuth and Marcus. My family still has a home over there. Just a little girl from the North Side. I went to art schools. I graduated from Central VPA High School. That helped me expand my music. Then I went to Carr Lane, the middle school, which was pretty much my introduction to music outside of the church. So been around music all my life, been an inner city kid all my life. Now, I mean, just doing my thing, trying to take over my city with music.
There you go. So did you start, did you perform in the church? Did you like singing or anything? Or
yeah, I sang in the choir. Yeah. I wasn't a lead vocalist or anything, but I did sing in the choir. Getting into music outside of the church was really the door opening for me. Going into high school, we had a studio, and originally I was an engineer and working soundboards, listening to different rappers come in. It's like, you know what, I'm gonna start rapping, try it again, and I fell in love with it.
Yeah. We always had these rhymes, or
yeah, always. Yeah. I've always written music. I freestyle battled in middle school, up until high school. It wasn't until high school that I started recording music and actually writing songs instead of, you know, just writing a couple of bars here and there, writing a rap. I actually started writing, you know, 2-3 verse, chorus, and a breakdown type things. And then I switched over into doing R&B songs in high school as well. So yeah, in high school I just started writing more and expanding, and now I'm 27 trying for music.
I love that, just that whole like freestyle kind of thing. Especially, I mean, obviously, I think like 8 Mile kind of put it on for like a national scale for a lot of people. Like, kind of opened up the world a little bit. But like the battle rap stuff. But like, I just like that scene, like when like they're around the food truck and like and they just start, you know, everybody kind of drops a couple of lines in there and stuff, and like, and it's just kind of fun that. Just they're all like kind of start freestyling, had a couple of lines that they and stuff. So
it's crazy though, because 8 Mile made it mainstream, but URL and Smack TV have been doing underground battle rap for years.
Oh yeah,
way before 8 Mile had even came about.
Right,
it's crazy how it
popularized it and stuff.
Exactly,
but yeah, right.
And it just took off from there, but it did open a lot of people's eyes to a different wave of rap, you know.
Right.
A lot of people were getting back on YouTube and searching your URL and Smack and Queen of the Ring, so more people were getting that notice and the platform that they deserve, because there's some more battle rappers. They can't make songs.
Yeah.
They're good at making songs, but battle rapping, so they deserve the spotlight too.
For sure. You mentioned though you started like as an engineer and stuff. Like, that's kind of what I was wondering too, like getting into this, like a lot of the hip hop too, and as the beats and different things and stuff. So it's like, I was wondering if you get in, how much input you have into a lot of that. Like, do you get into the production side, or do you have people like pitching you ideas for beats? You know, or do you listen to a lot of different stuff? Or
man, I do listen to a lot of different sounds, but I'm very hands on when it comes to my music. Every beat that I've released a song on, I've been in the studio to help construct those beats, or I've given the producer lyrics or just some bars of the inspiration that I'm feeling, and they'll construct around that, will work and take out what I don't like, add some suggestion sounds, and then we got a beat.
Yeah.
But I'm not that great behind the computer anymore. I'm not super technical. I can just tell you what to do and hopefully you'll deliver, but usually my production staff, like, we're eye to eye. We're pretty good with communicating, so they usually understand what I mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm very hands on.
Yeah, it's an interesting world. I think it'd be fun to kind of get into some of that. Like, to, I don't know. I'm definitely more of a, I respond to lyrics more than beats, I think. Like, but if it's a good beat, I mean, definitely gonna make you move and stuff. But like, but that's where I kind of focus on more of the lyrics and stuff, and more, that's just my personal take. But some people, like, especially like you look at current trends in music today, it's all based on the beats and stuff. And so, no, you know, like you got the mumble rap stuff and like, and that kind of thing. Like, you can't hear any of the words hardly.
Or the auto tune rapper. Right.
But it's all. So just, I mean, I know it's all personal preference, but that's my thing. But like, I think it'd be kind of fun to get into that world of making beats and producing and stuff. And
people say it's so easy. I mean, if you have that kind of patience. I don't have that kind of patience, and it's a very tedious process.
Sure.
I've tried to make beats before. Didn't sound so great. Yeah. Wasn't what I was looking for, so I just, I got some pretty good in-house producers, and I'm satisfied with that. Maybe if it comes to me later on in life, but right now I'm so focused on the music, it's good to have other people filling other shoes.
Sure.
So,
let's give them a little sneak peek of what you've been up to. Let's start with, let's go chronologically. Let's start with It's a Bop, right?
That's the way to start off the show.
Yeah. Anything you want to talk about this song?
It's a Bop is probably my hottest single.
Yeah.
All of this sauce. All of this sauce that I'm drippin', I made that juice, you be sippin', little nigga. You could never have me, I fuck your daddy. I am not your mammy, call me Big Manny. Sauce, sauce, sauce. All of this sauce that I'm drippin', don't let me catch you slippin', little bitch. Not with the drama, you don't want problems. Turn up your mama, she did it for commas. Sauce, what? My jeans are Japanese, PRPS. These are not guest directs. My deposit, send me a text. No cash or checks, recognize talent. I do not flex, you see me shining. Wonder who that, unfriendly black hottie with a body. You cannot sit with us, it must hurt to catch you up in your feelings. But we just don't give a fuck, from the slums, never bum. American nightmare, radical black and young. Your bitch try to throw me some pussy and I ain't tryna catch nothing. Only thing that I kill, please do not push me, make me splat something. Say less and do way more, did way more and started charging for it. Drippin' sauce, you niggas can't ignore. All of this sauce that I'm drippin', I made that juice, you be sippin', little nigga. You could never have me, I fuck your daddy. I am not your mammy, call me Big Manny. Sauce. All of this sauce that I'm drippin', don't let me catch you slippin', little bitch. Not with the drama, you don't want problems. Turn up your mama, she did it for commas. Sauce. Cash, cords, clothes, and hoes. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. Shouldn't have gave you niggas money. Yeah, we out of control. Tell me something I don't know. I do what I want, flirt with your nigga. Fuck on your bitch, run up a check. Smash out the whip, do the whole dashboard. This is what you asked for. Super Saiyan Manny on the beat. Louisiana, 500 degrees. Ball of block and how I'm out in these streets. Niggas don't want it, we playing for keeps. Got a Modena with her own smoke. Came with a Guetta with her own coke. Griselda Blanco with the trap moves. Hot like Stella with her old grooves. You show, right? Cocky like I'm the chosen one, the golden one. They dig the kids, still drippin', come catch you some. All of this sauce that I'm drippin', I made that juice, you be sippin', little nigga. You could never have me, I fuck your daddy. I am not your mammy, call me Big Manny. Sauce. All of this sauce that I'm drippin', don't let me catch you slippin', little bitch. Not with the drama, you don't want problems. Turn up your mama, she did it for commas. Sauce. I dropped that a year ago. Actually, we celebrated the anniversary of It's a Bop yesterday. I dropped the video maybe 7 months ago, but we released a single on all digital outlets on the 18th of January last year, and people received it very well. It's just another, it's a single, you know, and that was the market I wanted to target, the radio, but you'll still hear bars and lyrical ability on the song.
Right.
So it makes you want to search for other music.
Sure. I think one of my favorite things about, especially kind of getting into that, breaking down the lyrics and stuff, is like the especially in hip hop, is the references and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many like quick little drops in there. You said something about Stella with her old groove or something.
Yeah, I like Stella with her old groove. Yeah,
like stuff like that. Like just always like there was a couple of lines that popped out and made me laugh, and like just the thinking of those different references that you're applied in your lyrics and stuff.
Yeah, my favorite is when I come into the second verse and I'm just like, cash, drugs, rock and roll.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's just like, you shouldn't have gave us money type thing. Like, we out of control and we know it, but
that's a, what was a Chappelle Show reference in there too.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. There's a lot of references in there. I refer to Griselda Blanca as well. Like, I have a lot of respect for her.
But that's like it's just kind of fun to break that down a little bit and kind of get some of those influences, and you get to know a little bit more of you and them. I mean, I'm not that all that it's like biographical or you're writing mm-hmm. whatever, but just like it's, you can definitely tell like you have to be a fan or something, or at least you know, aware of that kind of stuff to where if you're going to write about it and mm-hmm. things. So it's just kind of fun to kind of get to know a little bit more about you through those songs and stuff too, so in those lyrics.
It's good to know people really listen. When people quote my lyrics, I'm like, oh, you listen.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a pretty good drive down here, so I listened to like everything out there and I watched all the videos and appreciate it. So yeah, there isn't a video like you mentioned, that's on the YouTube channel. You can check that out and hit subscribe. And
yes, It's a Bop does have a visual. We shot that down on the riverfront. My buddy Lutrop Jig, he's a fellow musician as well, but he's also a videographer, very gifted videographer. He shot that video for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked real good. What's that, graffiti
mm-hmm. wall? We were down right on the graffiti wall, right by like the sea turtles and all the fish. Mm-hmm. We were right there. Yeah. Just one scene shot. That's all we wanted.
Right. That's all you need. Yeah. But yeah, it's fun to have those. Like, I think you kind of mentioned that pushing it as a single and that kind of that radio world, and that's kind of like, I feel like that's kind of the current trend with music today, is like everybody it's not really pushing the albums or and things, it's more a video and a single and stuff, and mm-hmm. push it together, and because we are such a visual, you know, based right now, like where everything has to have a visual with it, like it's just how it goes, like I don't know, especially with, you know, Facebook and everything else, like you just, that's where everybody's consuming most of their media, and so we have to have that visual to go with the songs now and stuff.
Yeah, right. But, you know, starving artists like myself can't afford to put a visual out there every track, so yeah. I made sure, just studying marketing, I wanted to drop visuals to the songs that people would appeal to most first starting out, and from there, once I build my own fan base, I'd just be able to put a visual with whatever song I dropped, because I didn't want that song to get overlooked. Mm-hmm. So the marketing strategy changed from grabbing their attention to keeping their attention. So
sure. Let's give them another one. This is probably my favorite, actually, is 1117, which is completely different than It's A Bop. Like, mm-hmm. And which I love, too, that you keep showing different sides of what you can do and keep showing range as an artist. And that
Yeah. mess with your love. Running back, baby, way overdue. How could I forget? Yeah. I know what I'm dealing with. I think I need another year. It's giving me faith. Look at my lips, make no sense. Baby, turn me on. You turn me on. You turn me on. Yeah, you turn me on.
It's a great song, and it's like, but the video is,
yeah, we shot that here. We shot it right here.
Pretty steamy music video there.
It's crazy because we shot the video. Shout out Lakes the Voice, the guy vocalist who's featured on that track. His flight got delayed in Dallas, couldn't make the video. A buddy of mine and creative director friend, Malik McClendon, he showed up and absorbed the role, caught on very quickly. We shot the video. It took us maybe like 8 hours because me and Malik were so tight. And for us to shoot that scene, it was pretty uncomfortable. And we kept laughing and laughing, but we had a great time. But that is one of my favorite songs as well, just because a lot of people do not know that I sing.
Yeah.
And it was just a chance for me, like, yeah, to keep showing different sides and my versatility.
Yeah, Lakes, the voice, that's the first I'd heard of him, and like, yeah, great. I really liked his voice a lot. And, yeah, like the video, like I said, it was pretty steamy, and like, but it was kind of fun too to see, you know, kind of more of an acting role essentially. You know, it's like it was more of a theatrical video.
I directed that video myself. Nice. I wrote the script and directed that. So yeah, I was super proud. We released that at my release party last year on May 27th, along with the tape. Even though that track wasn't on the tape, I just hit them with a lot of content that day. Mm-hmm. It turned out well. People received it very well. That's a lot of fan favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, and then like I said, I just love that you can sing on it and stuff. Like, keep evolving, keep showing them more stuff that you can do. And but yeah, that one really kind of caught my attention. I was like, I like this one a lot. And it's just a smooth, you know, groove to it, and all. It just feels good. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah, check that out again. The video on YouTube and all that. You can download that digitally everywhere. We have we got the Spotify and iTunes and
Tidal, Apple, all of that, yeah, Amazon.
Yeah, wherever you're grabbing your music, check that out.
iHeartRadio, Deezer, all that, guys. All that, on all that.
But we do, you mentioned a couple of shows, but we do have some stuff coming up that we want you to come on out to. On February 2nd, you are at Foo Bar for FemFest.
Yes.
It's going to be a huge day.
Yes, shout out all the women hitting the stage. FemFest is an all-female festival. It is the biggest female festival in the States. Bates is the headliner, and she also orchestrated the event. This is the fifth event. I'm super excited to be a part of it because it's my first year. And yeah, I'm on the main stage, so I'm really excited about that. And her taking me under her wing and just being super cool and embracing me as a female hip-hop heavyweight. like, I'm super excited to meet the other female artists. There's going to be people from DC, Atlanta, Chicago, and then of course the hometown representatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you said this will be, you're bringing the full band?
Yes, yes. I will be bringing my guitarist, A Minor, my drummer, Euphoric, and I got a special DJ surprise. So.
Yeah. I said, and that's like I love it all, but like, I love when you can do it live like that with a full band. Like, that just like takes it to the next level for me. Like, locally, I'm a big fan of Matthias and the Pirates, and they do a lot of that full, you know, full band. I mean, mm-hmm. so they do sometimes break it down to where it's just turntables, samples, and the two MCs. Mm-hmm. But as when you get the drum kit and the guitars and everything going, like, it's just, it's really fun to see that kind of, and it's, you know, it may not sound like the record always, like, it's, you know, sometimes sounds a little different because you got, you know, it's all live, but it's like, it's fun to have that kind of a different, like, that different take on it too sometimes.
Yeah, to me that's better, just because I don't want, you know, if I'm coming to see you live, I right. want a different show.
Sure.
I could have listened to you rap over your MP3s at the house, or if you're not going to give me that same energy, I could have just stayed at home and listened to your music.
Right.
Give me a show.
Yeah.
And that's something that I really have been studying. And I got that experience, especially working at the Oyster Bar, just seeing the different type of crowds, the different energy, different performers, how they would move about the stage. And, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, that's going to be a big, big night over at Foo Bar on February 2nd. So snag some tickets, come on out, mm-hmm. see Manny over there, and a bunch of other greats.
We got Bates, a good friend of mine, Lethal the Poet, another great friend of mine is in the Beat Battle, Volume Speaks. You've got Frankie Doo-Wop, Simply BB, Jaleesa Renee, Kid Honcho. There's just so many. There's over 50 acts. You know.
Yeah, two stages all day long. Yeah, it's going to be a fun one.
The event starts at 5, and it doesn't end until 1. So, yeah, guys, come on out. Catch plenty of acts. Anybody under the age of 18, I believe they're shutting that down at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So all ages are welcome until 10 p.m.
Right on. And then another big one we got coming up is on February 23rd, and this is the Slum Fest Awards.
Yes, the Slum Fest Music Awards. It got rescheduled because of the snow, but we're still super anxious to see who's winning. Yeah.
So, like, I don't know a whole lot about this. How does that work? Did they just give you a call and say that you're nominated? Or?
No, it was so crazy, because my friend Lethal. We follow each other on Instagram, and she had posted a picture. She's like, oh, I'm nominated for Best Poet, and I'm so excited, so honored, this and that. I'm reading the caption. I'm typing, like, a congratulations, like, yo, congrats, that's super dope. Like, you've earned it, you've been doing your thing. She's a therapeutic. She does open mics all across the city, poetic justice, lyrical therapy, things like that. And so I started searching the other categories, and I'm like, oh, I wonder who else is up for nomination. Then I see the female categories. I'm like, wait a minute. Am I nominated for Best Female Hip Hop Artist? I'm like, nah, that is my name. So I search the other categories and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm up for I'm Best New Artist as well. And I just like dropped everything. I called my manager. He's like, oh my God. Like, we just started raving about it. And then next thing I know, my social media is just blowing up with like congratulations and him flooding the feed with the nominations and letting everybody know. And it was just crazy because I didn't know. I think they just dropped a picture of the nominations. And when we saw them, when everybody saw it, like, it just came from word of mouth. So it was exciting.
Yeah. That's super exciting for sure. I recently had a kind of a similar experience over the summer. St. Louis Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Named the show Best Podcast in St. Louis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, part of their A-list awards they do every year.
That's awesome. That's a huge honor.
Yeah, so I'm like, but I was flattered. I was like, I had no idea. It was strange, the whole thing, kind of, because I kind of stumbled upon it the same way you did. Was I think they posted their awards on Facebook before it went out to the print version of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like on there, and then like somebody tagged me like, hey, congratulations, Shane. And I was like, What? And I was like, so I like started reading and I was like, this is insane. Like, how did I even get on the radar, like, and stuff, like, so it was pretty wild, but I was honored and like I got to go to the awards party and stuff, and like, you know, free food and drinks and all that, and it was a good time. And
you just never know who's watching. Yeah. That's the best thing about social media, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, that thing to get, you know, but that's been my thing, is just keep hustling, like, you know, get somebody's attention, but you know, that's kind of the goal. But like, I'm not really doing it for the awards or whatever, but it's like, but it was nice to get that recognition and stuff, get a little pat on the back saying, hey, you're doing something. And like, so same thing with the Slum Awards here, like, to get somebody to say, hey, you're doing right.
Thank you. Yeah. It's crazy though, because I had been releasing music. I dropped Esta Fuego in October of 2017. Like, that was my first single. And then after that, January, May, March, like, I just kept dropping content. And I didn't get booked for anything. I didn't know anybody, really. I just kept just flooding the feed with music. Like, you guys are going to see this. You're going to see it. And I did a few open mics, dropped those videos on my fan page, and then out of nowhere, I start getting booked in December for shows. And then late December, early December, we get the nominations, and I'm just like,
yeah,
what? Like, it was crazy. Yeah, 2018 was weird, but good. It was a good weird.
Right. Well, but along with the awards, you will also be performing that evening as well on the 23rd.
Yes. Make sure you guys come out. The show's doors open at 8. Show starts at 9, and yours truly, I am opening the show with one of my hit singles. I'm not going to tell you guys which one it is, but it is one of my hottest records. Shout out to James Coleman. Those guys came to me and asked me to perform at the award show, and I'm honored to be in the position. So I can't wait. Y'all not going to miss this. I do. If you haven't seen your girl live, you want to see your girl live, because I do get wild.
Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't been to a show yet, but I'm excited to check it out. I'm definitely going to come out to one of these for sure. So
for sure.
I think... yeah, isn't John Harrington involved with that too?
Yes, yeah. John Harrington as well. Yeah. Him and James Coleman, they both arranged to do the Slumfest arrangements and things like that. They also booked me for the Christmas show.
Yeah.
Super nice guys, super sweet. And
yeah, friends of the show with Midwest
Avengers.
Yeah,
yep.
So. Yep. Well, shout out to those guys. Check them out. If you haven't heard Midwest Avengers, you need to.
They've got a show coming up March 3rd at the Sheldon. So definitely check that out too.
Yeah, which is crazy. Like, that, you know, having, like, Sheldon's just beautiful over there. Like, it's such a neat space. But, like, that they're bringing a bunch of hip-hop in there now and stuff too. Like, it's
super excited.
Cool, yeah.
He's, another rapper, Anthony Lucius, is performing that show with them as well. And, I mean, that was just a huge honor.
Yeah,
you know? So
definitely.
I'm excited.
I went, speaking of... that room, I was once over there for Amos Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Amos at all?
I do not.
You should check us out. He's really good. And he's playing full band, and they're playing, and like, it sounds great. And then there was one moment where he's like, he just steps off mic, and I mean, you could hear a pin drop in that room. It was so quiet. Everybody's like so engaged in the show, and he steps off mic and just sings out. And the way that room is, like, the acoustics in it is just, like, perfectly for... Because it used to be, like, an old speaking hall kind of thing. Like, so that before they had microphones and amplification and stuff. So, like...
Projection from the
room. So he just sits there, like, singing out. And it's not like he was, like, screaming it or something, you know. But, like, it was just, like, such a cool moment. And, like, it was just... So, like, it was really a neat room. And that's what makes me think about when I think of that. So, like, it's going to be a fun night, too. So, yeah, check out... Midwest Avengers over there if you get a chance. And
that one's March 3rd.
Yeah.
It got rescheduled too because of the weather.
Yep. Let's drop in another one. We got Vibe On. This is your most current single right now, right?
Yes.
Brand new.
One of my other favorites just because of the message behind the song. But.
Yeah.
She's a beauty queen, finest thing you've ever seen. curse, still a blessing. Prize possession, diamond rings. She's gotta watch her back. Can't trust just anybody. Observe and gather facts. These niggas for everybody. Take the long way home, just to sleep alone. D&D mode on her phone, so far gone. She might not come back for a while. Take some time to think about where she's been, where she's going. No one from last year is still here. True colors are showing, already knowing. Putting together pieces of a puzzle. Forward with emotion, forward with emotion. Dive deep for slow stroking. Real eyes, real lies. Don't be surprised if she don't call you in the morning. Not a savage, just a firm believer in her passion. Patient, call her old fashioned. Killer. Gotta have him smooth with the chatter. Believe he's God's gift. Mind over matter. Ooh, he heavy, slow and steady. Victory doesn't always come from moving faster. He'd rather play the field, stalk his prey, chill and wait, going for the kill. Chosen compliments other niggas never notice, and appreciation taken for granted. So he stays focused. He stays focused. He'll find love, but there is no rush in this 2010s kind of world. We got no trust. It's a cold game, shoulder shrugs. It turns out he's just not that into you. Playing this cold game with a mind frame that everyone is expendable. Not a savage, just a firm believer in his passion. Patient, call him old fashioned. Killer. Took a little practice just to get this perfect. She's on a mission, flowing like the ocean. Going with the motion, going with the motion. Patience is a virtue. She might hurt you, overwork you, overwork you. Don't be wide open, just go with the motion, with the motion. Don't be wide open, just go.
I love that record. I wrote it from a masculine and a feminine perspective, and as you can see in the first and second verse. And 2018, again, it was weird. Up and down with just dealing with different people, dating, situationships, not necessarily relationships, just coming across different people. Yeah, it was weird. So in the visual, I'm kind of dating a girl, I'm kind of dating a guy, and like they're playing cards. And in the end, one of the last things that I say is play the hand you've been dealt, play the field, you know. And that right there is just, if people aren't moving the way you move or want the same things, then move on, vibe on. Mm-hmm. You know, there's plenty of fish in the sea. We're just waving. That's all this is. It's just a vibe.
Yeah.
Catch it while it's still hot. And if it's not hot, drop off of it. Just keep it moving.
Sure. I get that. Like, there's a... Yeah, life's that's one of my biggest things, especially as I continue to get older and everything. But like, life's just too short, you know. Like, that's why I live the way I do, going to the concerts all the time and everything. Like, I might be tired, but I'm gonna go have a good time because I never know what tomorrow's gonna bring. So it's like, but yeah, just go out and have fun, like, whatever it is. If it's not right, go on to the next one.
Exactly.
So,
especially in this generation, another thing I say is, in this 2010s kind of world, we got no trust. He'll find love, but there's no rush. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that don't hold the same values as older relationships, you know, people were getting married in their early 20s, in their teens, and being together for 40, 50 years, you know? And it's just the time that we live in. People do not place the same value on relationships. So, you know, you just got to learn how to just distance yourself and not get so attached to situations. And that's just a song that I hope helps uplift people to just let things go when it comes to relationships and situations like that. Just learn to let go, because if it doesn't serve you, it's not for you.
Right. Yeah. Do you write? I mean, is that like, do you find a lot of the motivation to write from a lot of personal stuff? Like,
I write all my own music. Everything comes from experience.
Yeah. But just say something that maybe a date didn't go well, and you just like that kind of, or something like that, or whatever it is, and someone's, that kind of thing inspires some of that, or?
I mean, yeah, it depends. I mean, last year I dated a couple people last year, like maybe like 2-3 months at a time. So dated a few different people throughout the year, and like, yeah, they helped influence different songs. Like Vibe On was a collective of all of them. Like, right. I just got to keep vibing. Sure. Not really messing with any of y'all. It's just experience, man. I'll walk outside and somebody will say something crazy to me, and I'll just like come up with something in my head.
Yeah.
Everything is inspiration.
Do you, for me, like, I've had a, like, a kind of a bucket list that I've talked about a lot, but like I have a sort of a bucket list kind of idea that to write. It's just something I've been a big fan of songwriters for a long time, and something I think about, but it's like when I go to sit down to like think about writing, or you know, whatever it is, like it's just everybody else's lyrics come out of my head, because like it's all I listen to so much music. So it's like, do you find that, like, is it hard for you to come up with stuff, or like that's not been said before? Like, I mean,
not really. Nah. Anytime I feel myself getting stuck, though, I'll listen to J. Cole, because he's a great lyricist, or Anita Baker, just because she's so passionate and her vocal ability is amazing to me. So if I do get writer's block, I have my go-tos, and I'll snap out of it or just revisit the beat. Right. I try not to force songs. I don't force myself, but usually, nah.
Yeah.
I don't have problems getting content out. Just, I'm so inspired, and I'm fortunate enough to do this full time, so I'm around music all the time. So I'm always in the studio with someone, even if I'm not working on my project. I'm helping creatively develop an artist, or just being behind the scenes and being on camera, or just writing to someone else's beat, and they don't even know. It's just I'm inspired by it. So I wouldn't say that I have problems.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, even like you're saying, listening to J. Cole or whatever, you definitely pick up on some other of the influences throughout that you mentioned, some names throughout some of the songs and stuff, and like you pick up on some of that. But it's like, you know, you listen to so much of this music, like it was just like for me, like that's when I just start going to everybody else's stuff. So that's hard. It's hard for me to shut that off. Like it's from personally.
It's crazy though, because since I've been releasing music, I have heard newer songs from rappers. And I've already released my project like last year. And I'm like, wait a minute, I used that reference already.
Oh, yeah.
it's crazy because they're on a bigger platform. But, I mean, it's not anything that's like too crazy where it's like, oh, you stole my bars. You know, it's something that's super common. It's just funny to hear other people.
Sure.
You know, quote something that you used as a reference too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a tricky world today with it, and with so many people being able, you know, having access to, you know, the internet and stuff. You have so many people put music out and you know, be able to expose to so many different songs and stuff, and you can hear everybody else. I mean, we all have very similar influences, I'm sure, so there's going to be a lot of that kind of stuff happening. But I was going to mention, too, you mentioned your management, and we wanted to give a shout out to Knox Entertainment, our buddy Alonzo over there. And
yes, my manager is Alonzo Townsend. He is the co-owner of Knox Entertainment. Great, great friend of mine. We built a friendship family bond pretty much before he took me on as an artist to manage. And I'm super grateful to have him. He's so helpful. There's a lot I don't know about this industry, but he does.
Sure.
And anything that I don't know, I can go to. Or he'll stop before it even gets to that point, and he'll coach me and teach me. So I'm just grateful to have him. He's a good guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah, great friend. And we, you know, meeting down there too. Like, that's another one that, you know, I'm so thankful that brought into my life just from working down there at the bar and stuff. So yeah. having him around and like just you know. Yeah, he's a very, very, very good guy and big heart and a hustler. So that's what.
For sure. Shout out to Broadway Oyster Bar, though. Yeah. I got a lot of good gems working down there. I mean, I got connected with you, got Alonzo, Marquise, yeah. You know, so.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to the Broadway Oyster Bar, check that spot out.
Definitely. I talk about it a lot, but I love it down there. And that, one thing I want to talk to you too about, like, just I know more on your personal life, you're big into fitness. Mm-hmm. It's a big part of your daily routine and stuff. Has that always been there too? I mean, has that always been a?
I mean, I've always been an athlete.
Yeah.
I was a lazy athlete though. Nutrition was terrible. Really only trained for like basketball season. Pretty lazy with that. After dropping out of college, I didn't want to play basketball anymore. I really didn't want to do anything. I stopped doing music too. And I got pretty big. I was about 250 and I wasn't healthy, I wasn't happy, super depressed, and was in a pretty sad relationship. I wouldn't say it was like bad, it was just depressing, you know, so it wasn't healthy for me. So getting out of that relationship, I decided to really, really get involved with self-care. Dropped about 30 pounds. I was okay with that. But I started getting into music. And like seriously getting into music is when I started recording and wanted to release singles and things like that. Got booked for a couple of modeling gigs. And they were like, yeah, well, we can put you in this, but we can't put you here because I didn't fit the look. And it was kind of discouraging just because I wasn't that big. I just didn't fit, you know, the sample sizes. And when I saw myself on camera, it's just like, yeah, like, I didn't want to look like that anymore. So I jumped headfirst into nutrition in addition to the fitness that I had already learned from being a college athlete and a high school athlete through nutrition in there, and got certified as a personal trainer and took off from there.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm kind of right. Like, I'm just now kind of starting that. Like, I kind of where you were at. Like, I was got to probably my heaviest, and I was like, I'm not happy here. I don't like this. And trying to make a difference. And starting with breaking some bad habits and starting to eat better and cutting out a lot of the junk that I don't need. And
that's great.
So I'm just now starting that journey. And so I guess why I kind of wanted to get into talking about it a little bit. Like, so it's inspiring to hear stories like yours that, you know, where you're making a difference in your life and stuff. And so I'm trying to do that myself. I'm trying to get on that right path. And
thank you.
So,
I mean, it also helps with just coping with things, you know. I'll go for a 5-mile run just because I imagine I'm running away from my problems, you know. I learn how to deal with them. You can't just respond to everything impulsively. So just going out for a run or doing a 20, 30 minute workout, you'll get that relief and you'll probably not even be upset or depressed or sad about whatever was keeping you down. You'll use other outlets to figure out what you want to do. You know, or use other resources instead of letting that certain thing affect your mental state. So, yeah. The workout is definitely beneficial in many different ways.
Yeah, you've been watching any of that Titan Games at all?
Mm-mm. Titan Games.
It's a new show The Rock put together on NBC, and it's like, I don't know, like.
Oh, like the gladiators?
It's kind of like that. Like,
I think I heard about it. They were talking about it on Daily News.
Yeah.
He was about to start that, but I haven't caught it.
It's pretty, I mean, it's entertaining, but like some of the people on there are just like, they're incredible athletes. Like, they all come from different walks of life, which is kind of cool too. Like, some people, firefighters or, but some people are actually personal trainers. And this one girl came on and she's a personal trainer. Was posting videos like on Instagram of her doing her own training and stuff, and then I guess something like she gets contacted from like Kim Kardashian wanted her to hire her to be her personal trainer and stuff. Oh, wow. Or stuff. So like now she works for Kim Kardashian and stuff. So like it's
social media, man.
Yeah, it's like kind of crazy to think about how like how that can happen. And
it is great. I mean, I did just drop some new programs, so yeah. You might looking for a personal
there
trainer.
You go. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, give me a call.
You know, music and fitness is my life. That's really all I do.
Sure. That's I think that's a really a good combination for sure. I mean, that's like because you always, everybody's always listening to their headphones at the gym too. So you know, it's like you got to have music to work out too. So,
exactly.
You know, we'll help you out.
Yeah, it is so inspiring to listen to my own music while I work out.
Really?
Call me a narcissist, whatever. I don't even know how many times a day I listen to my project.
Yeah.
But I will. I listen to my project multiple times a day. I know first thing in the morning, like when I shower, do my routine. Oh, I'm cutting on Push a Man or VNF or something. And of course, when I hit my workouts, I'm always playing music for my clients. They're always asking to hear Esta Fuego. So it's just, it's super inspiring. Because I do have that pump up music that makes you want to go. So.
I listen to my show a lot, but more as a critical kind of, I critique myself a lot. I try to figure out how where I can improve and what different things and that kind of stuff. So like, it's a little bit obviously because it's more a totally different format, but but I do find myself listening to myself a lot. It took a while to get used to it, like because it's like it's weird to listen back to your own recordings, but.
Exactly.
But,
it's so weird.
Yeah, but it's when you become a fan of your own stuff, you must be doing, you gotta be doing something right. And like so, and that's how I feel, like I can actually listen to myself and enjoy the show, and not think about like, oh man, I sound so dumb or whatever. why did I say that and all this stuff. So, but now I get it. Like I said, I think and it probably helps too, just like you know. Like saying, keeping everything going, keeping all the thoughts coming, and getting inspired to make more new stuff or whatever. And
absolutely, so. I can't wait for later this year.
Yeah,
I just can't wait.
Yeah, well, we do. Like I said, everything is all that stuff's available. We're going into 2019. We're kicking this year off here. We got the awards already starting up here and stuff, but like is there some other big plans you got in the works that you want to share or anything?
Well, you guys can definitely look forward to me headlining my own concert this year. Right now we're working out the details and working out the bookings, but you can look forward to that. Also, me and a buddy of mine and my management, we're trying to set up two separate tours. So LL Manny might be coming to a city near you really soon. So just stay posted on what I have coming out. Just stay tuned. I'm all over the place. And in addition to my music, you're gonna catch me directing a couple of videos. My name will be on a few projects just as a director or a creative director for photo shoots. I'm also a model. So I do work behind the camera as well. And yeah, I'm just expanding all over the creative industry, man.
I think that's what it's all about. Like it's that hustle, you know. Like everybody's willing to, you're just willing to learn. You're willing to do whatever it takes, you know. If it takes being in front of the camera, behind the camera, whatever, you know. It's like, and I think just having all those different tools in your belt to be able to, like, that's kind of the modern take on everything now. Like as a DIY. Musician and artist and stuff, like you gotta learn how to do it all, because you know, figure out, none of us have any money to pay people to do it, so
true.
So,
if you want it done right and like at this level,
right,
there's not that many people that we can rely on consistently to show up, so that's why on all my videos you'll only see like a handful of people, or like my photo shoots is usually just me, I just really don't even want to rely on people.
Yeah,
they don't want to pop out until you're on the main platform.
Well, very cool. I'm excited to see what happens for LL Manny in 2019.
Thank you.
You can get involved with on the socials, Facebook and Instagram. You can download all this music digitally on your wherever you're grabbing music today, and again come out to Foo Bar on February 2nd, and the Bootleg in the Grove on February 23rd.
That is correct.
And everything else will be on the socials after that, and keep an eye out for some more. Just keeping that headline date coming up soon, so hopefully. And But you said you wanted to close this out with a, you want to do a little, a live one, right?
Yeah, I can hit you guys with with the piece.
Yeah, give a little sneak peek of another tune. I think this is fun. Like, as we did this once before, and I was telling you about, and it turned out really well. But I like offering, being able to have you guys do this stuff live like this. It's just kind of, it's fun, something a little different. So,
I mean, yeah, I love it. It's my passion, man. So I think I'm gonna do VNF for you guys. That's my absolute favorite track, and I feel like it's slept on so hard by a lot of people, but they'll enjoy it after hearing it.
Yeah.
Stress you? I won't text you. I'm just hard to get next to. In love with these eyes, won't come down too late. Now high off these vibes, I live in the sky, along for the ride. I'll make you come alive in this nightlife. From intellectual conversations, things we agree on, to debatable miscommunication. Sex goals, talking Kama Sutra. What I tried, didn't like, settled down for, and had to get used to. I'll pick your brain, this is sapio sex. Use your head. Knowledge is power. There's power in pussy. Curse and a blessing. Deadly weapon. Conceal and carry. Please do not push me. Up these vibes. Fall in love with these eyes. Yeah, I live for the thrill. Don't get caught in your fear. Smoke and ride. Ride and roll. Yeah, yeah, go. Let's just flow. Let's just flow. You get high off these vibes. Fall in love with these eyes. Yeah, I live for the thrill. Don't get caught in your fear. Smoke and ride. Ride and roll. Yeah, yeah, go. Let's just flow. Let's just flow. If I'm driving, you rolling. We vibing and smoking. Super high me is super likely. Set your soul free, make you feel like flying. Fall in love with my mental. In love with this wordplay. Four, six sound waves. Dare to be gentle. In love with this wordplay. More energy flow. Got you emotional. You say I'll go. Keep it casual when I wake up. Roll over next to you. You need love. You need love. Sex is just what we do. Catching vibes, not feelings. Rock waves like niggas, chuck deuces with a middle finger. Fall in love with these eyes. Yeah, I live for the thrill. Don't get caught in your field. Smoke and ride. Ride and roll. Yeah, yeah, go. Let's just flow. Let's just flow. You get high off these vibes. Fall in love with these eyes. Yeah, I live for the thrill. Don't get caught in your field. Smoke and ride. Go. Let's just flow. Let's just flow.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.